My name is Amber Colong. I'm the editor-in-chief here at the DePaulia. I sat down with two DePaul athletics students, Joe Hannell, who is on men's basketball, and Kelly Campbell, who's on women's basketball. And they talked to me about their trip to Guatemala. So Joe had gone to Guatemala when he was like a sophomore in high school. He was about 15, 16 years old. It was just a transforming trip for him. So he wanted to bring the same thing back to DePaul. Yeah. And he's a senior now. And he spoke a lot about how when he first went on the trip, a lot of it was about like getting things done and doing work and stuff like that. Right. But the second time, he seemed very invested in like the issues and stuff that were going on in Guatemala. There was 9 students total. They were all DePaul athletics. Mm-hmm. They ranged from like academic year here at DePaul to sports. So there's everybody from track and field to basketball. I think there was a couple soccer players. And then 2 staff members also joined them as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the parts that was cool about it was that DePaul Athletics like loved the idea. They picked up the tab for a lot of the...
It's very Vincentian. So.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I reached out to them in the first place, because I had never seen anything like that. And I also know that that was the first time that DePaul Athletics kind of came together to like do a service project.
Yeah.
So it was nice to kind of learn about how they understand like the Vincentian message and stuff like that. They were really passionate about making sure that the trip was not just service. Like, they weren't just going in there to like save like the Guatemalan children. They were going in there to learn about what was going on, and then also to take back what they learned.
You know, like, service doesn't have to just be like this grand gesture of going to a third world country. We're hoping that the 9 of us that went can come back here to Chicago, and you know, if 9 of us get 3 of our friends to do something, then that's, you know, 27 people, you know, and there's so much need in Chicago that needs to be addressed. And I think we all have, as student athletes, we have a really big and important platform, and I think it's our responsibility to like address that and really kind of work home and abroad at just whoever needs help.
They didn't go to Guatemala just to like save the children or like like go there for like a week and then come back. They came back to Chicago and they were really passionate about bringing the change back home. So I think that was something that was really cool. They seemed very aware of the fact that like change has to happen on a greater scale, and a week in a different country is a transformative experience, but you always come back and you have to make a difference here as well.
When you were talking to the people who went, were any of them saying how they specifically wanted to bring sort of their experiences and stuff to DePaul? I mean, they're not, it's not like they're in government or anything here, but it's very much a community here, and like they have obviously impacts.
So they didn't name anything specific, but they did mention that they were going to try and make this trip a tradition.
Sure, okay.
So kind of continuing it in the summers to come, especially since as like DePaul athletes are here 12 months out of the year. And they talked about how they wanted to develop a relationship with the home that they stayed at as well. So they worked with an organization called Nuestros Pequeños Hermanos, which is NPH for short. And in Spanish, that translates to our little brothers and sisters.
They have homes throughout Central America. They have 9 of them, I believe. And they just take in, you know, at-risk youth, whether they're facing, you know, abuse, both physically, you know, emotionally, mentally, sexually, stuff like that. No parents, just rough homes. And they give them a place to live. They give them 3 meals a day, and they guarantee them an education, which is huge in Central America. So it's a really unbelievable organization that's making a huge difference down there.
So they worked with at-risk youth, and all of the children were also orphaned. So I know that the home in Guatemala serves about 100 children, and they work with those children like from the beginning of the day till at night. They were telling me that they woke up early and had breakfast. They did a bunch of like landscaping projects throughout the day, and then they would sit down and have lunch with the kids. And then after that, they did a lot of like different excursions as well. I was so happy. They told me that they met with 2 journalists in Guatemala who kind of spoke to them about the work that they do, and obviously why it's important to be paying attention to the issues that cause things like poverty and orphaned children and things like that within Guatemala.
I guess it was sightseeing because we saw some really cool stuff, but it's like when we went out and like got educated on Guatemala itself. So I think a really cool part of this trip was the speakers that we had gave a lot of background information on the country and the issues that we were facing, so that we could get kind of a better picture of why NPH has to exist, why there has to be a home to help all these kids, why there's so many so much poverty in Guatemala. So it's kind of giving us a why to the issue that's facing the country. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And then I also know that the NPH home serves 9 different countries. So they're in Guatemala, they're in the Dominican Republic, they're in Bolivia, Peru. So they do a lot of great work. And I know that as a whole, they serve about almost 3,500 children.
Was there anything, like, when you were talking to them that they felt that they, like, specifically took away from this experience? Like, and then what they can translate that into, yeah. Like, you know, being back here.
Yeah. They seem very inspired by the fact that although all these people were going through, especially the children, like, they had very rough beginnings, that they were still able to, like, get up every day and, like, put on a smile and go to school and kind of just have, like, positive attitudes.
Just how, like, positive everyone down there was. Like, they had all gone through, like, rough beginnings, but they were all very happy, positive, friendly. And just, like, how many things we take for granted. Like, the kitchen ladies woke up at 5 a.m. and would work till 7. Just, like, the hard work that they put in every day.
Both Kelly and Joel told me that that was something that they took away from the trip because we have so much here,
right.
Especially at like a university like DePaul, that we rarely stop and like think twice about how much we have,
right.
Or even we don't have. I would say that that was probably the number one thing that they told me that they both took away, was just wanting to be positive and being more thankful, I guess, being grateful for the things that we have here that we don't necessarily have to think about.